I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, a fig tree grows in Wellfleet.
To plant a fig tree in our climate is an act of faith. Most of the over 800 species of figs are native to the tropics. And in the heat and sweat of this world, they do amazing things. They've co-evolved with a wasp that crawls into the fruit and pollinates it from the inside out. Birds drop seeds in the canopy of the forest, and some fig trees germinate up there, then send roots down to the ground. Some of the world's fig trees can even produce fruit year-round. The common fig, Ficus carica, is the miracle happening in my yard. There's some evidence that the common fig was among the first plants, or maybe even the first, bred for agriculture in the Middle East. And it's one of a handful of fig species that grows in the temperate world. I got my seedling 11 years ago from an Italian family in town. Plant it on a south-facing wall, they told me. It likes the heat and the alkaline lime that leaches from rock and concrete. And when winter comes, sever all the roots but the main root, fold the tree down and bury it, or at least wrap it in burlap to protect it from the cold. The cutting they gave me came from an unspecified Italian tree, some relative of the cultivar Brown Turkey, I think, that the family brought over from the old country decades before. In Italy and Spain and Turkey and the Mediterranean countries where the common fig is from, the fruit has a long history as a staple food. In 1584, after a series of famines, a far-sighted governor decreed that all the residents of the island of Corsica off the coast of Italy must plant 4 trees every year, 1 chestnut, 1 mulberry, 1 olive, and 1 fig. A single common fig tree can produce as much as 50 pounds of figs after just a few years. The ripe fruit can be eaten fresh, made into jams, and dried. Hunger soon stopped visiting Corsica. When Italian immigrants first started planting figs in New England, they'd bury them in the winter, as was described to me. A hard winter can kill a fig tree back to the ground, and though it'll re-sprout, under these conditions, it won't produce much. This is because a well-cared-for fig can produce 2 crops each summer. An early, or breba, crop that ripens in July or August on last year's growth, and a main crop on the current year's shoots that ripens in the fall. Botanically, the fruits of the fig are actually not fruits at all, but syconia, part of the stem that expands into a sac with flowers that grow inside. The soft, tear-shaped figs are an inflorescence, an inverted cluster of hundreds or even thousands of flowers and seeds wrapped up in a bulbous stem. I've never buried my fig, and it's often been killed back to the ground. But the tree always recovers, and recent winters have been mild. Last year, I got my first harvest, 3 ripe figs. I ate them sliced in half with generous hunks of gorgonzola crumbled on top, drizzled with honey and sprinkled with sea salt. And this year, I got my first breba crop. These first early figs are huge and literally dripping with sugars. I've never had a breba crop. A round of figs to eat now and another harvest come fall? The word breva comes from Spanish, where it also translates as a windfall or sheer luck. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find links to learn more about growing figs in our climate and what varieties do well on our website at capeandislands.org. You'll also find a link there to our free podcast. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.